I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission this Thursday, August 28th, 2014, to order. First order of business is a letter of support for developmentally disabled housing. This is a continuation of a meeting that we had on Monday with Developmental Connections. Are some of you here to address this particular issue? No? There are two things that were requested. One was a letter of support. And the second was a CDBG grant proposal, which we forwarded to Commission Council. And Commission Council has asked us to wait because there were a number of things within the form that are not filled out. So basically, the county would be approving a blank form and a blank request without a number of things attached to it. So I would ask that we at least hold that portion of this until Commission Council can grant their approval on the form itself. So with no objection, I'll hold back the CDBG disaster supplemental proposal.
Yeah, that's fine.
And the second portion is a letter of support, which states, Taney County Commissioners support the application from Dignity Now for low-income tax credits for the construction of 24 one- and two-bedroom affordable apartments located next to their offices at 185 Saints Street, Branson, Missouri. This agency and its cooperative partners have proven successful in targeting and meeting the needs of the families of children with disabilities within the community and county. Dignity Now and their parent organization, Developmental Connection, have gained a great deal of experience and demonstrated a great deal of success through their completion of two similar apartment projects. The county values our relationship with the applicants and deeply appreciates the opportunities they provide some of our most vulnerable residents. The efforts by Developmental Connections to provide meaningful job opportunities for its clients is a proverbial win-win for the community and county. To further show our support for this application, we are submitting an application to the Department of Economic Development for CDBG funds on behalf of Dignity Now to assist in the purchase of land, which will ultimately provide much-needed rental assistance to the residents. And then it goes on to say that we support this application. You know, after thinking about this, Brandon, since this does have the paragraph regarding we are submitting an application, until we get that, maybe we should hold this as well.
Yeah.
We had scheduled to sign the letter of support. We're going to wait until our attorney weighs in on these two issues, and then it's my belief that it was the commission's desire to move forward. But we'll get the we'll get counsel's nod before we do that. The second letter is a letter of support for Summit Ridge Residences, which is a letter to the Missouri Housing Development Commission regarding Summit Ridge Residences, LLC. It's a letter that is offered a signature from the presiding commissioner with support from the county commission, and it states, I am writing on behalf of the Taney County Commission in support of the above-referenced senior affordable housing development, which will provide affordable housing to qualified couples aged 55 and older in Branson, Missouri. This project consists of 59 two-bedroom units in a one-story duplex-style building with a garage for each unit, which will rent from $500 to $550 per month. Taney County supports affordable home developments for their efforts in bringing senior housing to the community. It is important for the awareness to remain critical due to the rapid decrease of affordable living for senior citizens in both the city of Branson and the entire Tri-Lakes region. Thank you for your continued support of Taney County, and then at the signature of the presiding commissioner. Is there anyone here who wished to speak to this issue? Chuck Pinnell?
I'll be brief. I think I've spoke to this issue before to you. A question I would have, and the information they provide you, have they give you anything on what the they would be asking for as far as discounts on the on our local tax base that I work with? On these tax credit projects, they come to us, and I have an example if you're interested. The Woodlands here in Forsyth has gone through the State Tax Commission appeal process, and just right at 50% of what we assess the property for is what they're paying taxes on. So from my viewpoint, and I'm not saying I've got my hands around the whole picture of these projects, but I know when I sit in those seats up there and these projects came, it sounded like a good thing. I didn't realize that we were going to be losing like 50% of the tax base. So that's what's happening. Just so you all are aware that, that's out there. If they, I don't know if they mentioned that to you, that they would be asking for a discounted assessment.
What are those properties bringing in now?
Well, the Woodlands is the one that I looked at as an example, and we had it assessed at like a...
But if the project wasn't there, what would it be bringing in?
Taxes? Mm-hmm. Well, it wouldn't be bringing in anything. I mean, that's...
So half of something's better than all of nothing?
Well, you can look at that side of the coin. The other side of the coin, Brandon, that I'm looking at is we've got projects that are built without this tax credit, and they're paying the full price. And that doesn't seem right to me. And there's a couple of projects right here in Forsyth that are walking distance of the other ones. They don't get a break. That doesn't seem right to me.
Was it the county that, are you suggesting it was the county that cut the valuation in half?
No, the State Tax Commission. They appealed to the State Tax Commission.
For their overall valuation?
Correct.
And do you think that the Tax Commission's decision was based upon what they felt the valuation of the property was?
There was a case, court case, they refer to the Maryville case.
Huh?
And that's where they determined it. As I mentioned to you, I think in BOE, the State Tax Commission is hope sounds like they're going to look at it a little bit differently, not so generous of a discount. But there is that issue out there because of the court case and the way the laws are. And again, that's I don't have my arms around all that. But again, it's just an issue where, I mean, the schools, and fire department, all those places get their revenues off of property. And your point's fine, Brandon, that, you know, something's better than nothing. But on the other hand, it seems to be growing from what I'm seeing. That I know the Woodlands went from, they asked for like $400,000 is what they requested in their appeal. And in 11 and 12, I think they got, it went from $1,100,000 down to $580,000. Then they came again and for 13, 14 went down to $550,000. Again, I don't have an axe to grind or anything, but I didn't think about that again as I was sitting in your seats a few years ago. And they're great, but it seems like they're getting the tax credit. My question is, if they're getting the tax credit, a benefit on the front end of the project right off the bat, and now they're coming and asking for a lower assessment on the value of their properties. And so, you know, senior housing's good. Low-cost housing is good. You know, that's everybody likes to see that. But again, there's a question of being unfair to other companies that are not getting those breaks that are trying to do the trying to do, developers trying to do the same thing.
Yeah. Are developers limited as to who can go for these tax credits?
As I remember, yeah. Missouri Housing Authority or that organization only has so many.
Without your letter of recommendation, would you be allowed to get tax credits? Would be my first question. And I don't know. Do you guys know?
Well, I know the city of Branson is giving one. I know Senator Sayers giving one or giving one.
Giving the letter of recommendation.
So I don't know if those are needed or if it's just kind of put together as part of a package to turn in. I don't know.
If it's needed for him to get the tax breaks, I would think he's going to be cautioned because you are giving preference to one construction business over another. If it's not needed for the tax break, I don't know that you really need to do it at all anyway. So I don't know. It's a fine line. I feel like that
Well, Brandon asked a question of Chuck. I'd like you to answer the same question. Would you have the ability to apply for this?
I don't know. That's a good question. What kinds of things would you have to apply for it? Would everybody in the county be able to apply for it? Or is it more or less limited by the amount of construction somebody does? Is it, you know, could, I think the last time this came up, and I'm not sure it's the same one. I'm really not. Chuck was sitting in the office, and they were talking about low-income housing, and I said, you know what, I have a construction going on in Taneyville at the time, and I would like to have a tax break on it. And you know, there was no way. You know, one house, they don't want to mess with it. So you may be limiting some of the smaller construction companies in Taney County when you do that. You may actually be hurting the free enterprise system. So I want you to consider that. And I don't know that this is the case. I just want you to consider that.
Back to your question, I remember sitting in a meeting, I think it was in Springfield, the Housing Authority, if that's the right name. And I'm sure it's open to anybody. I mean, it's open. I think the issue is there's companies like HCW and two or three, or I don't know how many, a few others that are knowledgeable of how that process works and have the CPAs and know how to present all those things. So they've got an upper hand. I mean, surely it's open to everyone, but you do have to.
Somebody that goes to college and has a degree in something has the upper hand. It's still, you can't fault them for doing the work and, you know, so, I mean, I understand your argument. I don't disagree, but at the same time, it's not
I don't blame the developer for going after the credit at all. My concern is that it's affecting, it brings an unequal thing to the people that are doing a regular project that don't get that because the housing only has a limited number of those projects that they will do. So the projects that don't make the cut there, they've got to play by a different set of rules. To the assessment. I'm just looking at the assessment side mainly. But, and again, I'm not saying I'm against the project or anything. I'm just saying I'm looking that it seems like they're getting a tax break on both ends of this thing. I did speak to Dr. Hyder yesterday, and they have, he said, given a letter of support as well. But he appreciates.
So the schools that you're talking about not getting the taxes is actually in support of it?
Yep. So, but he did appreciate my call and concern, and I spoke to him or to them before about the issue. So, again, just trying to get information on the table that might be valuable to y'all making the decision. Appreciate you hearing me. If you got more questions, holler.
How many jobs would it create by people having the ability to work on a bigger project? just so you guys know, I see your side too. I mean, I get frustrated in personal business. I get frustrated at, well, hey, I got these ideas. Why can't I go borrow $10 million to do them? I can't. Why can't I play in the NBA? I'm not 7 foot tall. I mean, life's not fair, and I understand that. But I see both sides. Well, thanks, Rick. But I mean, you know, I see both sides, and I'm not. So then the way I look at it is you have to outweigh the, take the pros and the cons and see which one outweighs the other. Do we want to wait for Danny and let him chime in?
That's up to you. I look at this as the same projects that have come before the commission in the past. There's a recommendation from the city of Branson and from the school district of Branson. They both are claiming that affordable housing is needed for seniors within that area. And this is a project that would address that issue. Not only that, it limits the amount of dollars they're going to be charged per month. So we'll know out front what those rates are going to be. But I don't, if you want to wait for the third commissioner, I don't have a problem with that.
I would assume so. Yeah, I would assume yes.
That would be the only.
I think it just kind of helps build their resume, if you will. And if that's the case, then anybody that comes before us that wants to do something that we feel is appropriate and needed, I'm sure we would do the same thing for.
Rick, if you have more comments, would you come to the microphone so that it will be recorded? Thank you.
If there is negative feedback to this, which I don't know that there is, there may not be, Brandon, there may not be any at all, but if there is, and you have your name in a letter of approval, then you're going to have that negative fact about it. If it's going to go ahead without that, I know you're going to have some people say, well, why didn't they approve that? And you can say, well, we just didn't want to be hanging out there with the possibility of having the negative feedback. We don't know how good a job he's going to do, or we don't know whether it's really going to go through the way we want it to or what. I mean, publicly, I think we're all for low-income housing for seniors. I mean, it's a good thing. I think we can all agree to that. But you have to weigh, do I want to put my name on this contract or do I not?
When's our next meeting? Next Thursday? Move to table letter of support for Summit Ridge residents to next Thursday so that Danny can be a part of the conversation.
Rather than tabling, can we just reschedule it for next Thursday?
Yeah, we can reschedule for next Thursday.
Davis Aviation lease agreement.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have the partially executed agreements for the annual renewal for Davis Aviation. The airport board has voted to renew the agreement as is with no rate increase. And legal counsel has reviewed and approved the agreement as it has been in the past as to form. And so therefore, what it awaits is your signature for another year at the downtown airport.
There's no changes at all, right? It's just...
just the date. Just the next year is on the date.
Move to approve the lease agreement by and between
Davis Aviation and I guess Taney County through the Taney County Airport.
Second. Motion is made and seconded to approve the agreement by and between Davis Aviation Incorporated and the Taney County Commission on behalf of Taney County, Missouri. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. If you're able to execute that, I can take Nikki now.
We will do that, and we'll bring it up just as soon as we're finished, Chairman.
Great, thanks.
Storage solution. Mr. Riss, good morning.
Did you provide you guys copies of the stuff that I emailed him?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So, what you guys have up there are the quotes for the new storage solution that we've got proposed for the county. The current storage that we use that basically houses 99% of all of the county's data is pretty much showing its age. And when it does hiccup, it requires a lot more babying to bring it back up online, causes county departments some downtime. You know, we're always a little bit at risk of losing some data that happened in between backups. The solution I got up there for you guys to sign off on is a quote that will basically improve the county network speed between the Judicial Center building and the courthouse building up to a 10 gig network, which is already, it would be 10 times faster than what we have right now, and also gives us hard drive storage to store everything that we have and basically accomplish a mirror image of all of our data that's in one building will be immediately replicated over to the other building. If one was, both systems that are on those proposals are 99.999% uptime. And if one was to fail, our backup over to the second building would only be 15 minutes behind from the primary one. The current solution we have right now doesn't even come close to offering those types of benchmarks.
That's it.
Do you have it? You've got this. This is through a state bid.
It is, yes. The installation and all purchasing all the equipment is all through the WISCA contract, which I've checked to see if the contracts were valid and that the pricing was valid as well. So,
regarding the agreement that we would need to sign, has our council weighed in on that?
I don't. All I know is what I've sent up to Shanna. I don't know. The bigger packet actually has the scope of work and says what the vendor is going to do.
For example, on the back page, due to the competitive confidentiality of information providing the accompanying materials, AOS and Taney County shall keep all such information in the strictest confidence. Just so we need, I mean, stuff like that we need to make sure Frank looks at.
Okay.
Because it says at their, unless we release it at their approval, well.
I completely understand.
We have to follow laws, not their approvals.
have Frank break out the red pen.
I know it's needed, and I'm all for it. I know that there's some cost sharing that the reporter's wanting to do with it because he understands the need for it.
Yep.
So I don't have a problem with it at all. But, yeah, we need to get Frank to look at it.
Okay.
The request, and I agree, we need to have Commission Counsel weigh in on the contract to make sure the agreement's fine. The question is whether or not the Commission will allow you to move forward
right.
With the purchase and the total cost is presented, and I don't have an objection to that pending.
Pending the actual signing of the contract.
Okay.
Would you want to make a motion to move forward with the purchase of this? It's listed here in the front, and you may have it there as well.
Move to approve. Do we want to just move forward with the purchase of or actual purchase of?
Well, there's the purchase of the equipment, and then the actual contract is for the services provided by the vendor to do installation of it. So,
Mark, if we can reschedule this for next Thursday,
okay.
We can take care of all the business at the same time, and
great.
That'll answer the questions that we have. If we know, our actually attorney is leaving.
Right. So you have to do it today and tomorrow. How dire is this?
We're getting by. There's no
with one hiccup, and you've got.
It's nothing we haven't been living with for the last years. So, this is a. And even if you guys sign this, this thing isn't going to come online in the next 2 weeks.
I wonder if Nikki could come down. Let's stand in recess for just a couple of minutes.